Welcome to the podcast. It is Sunday, but I'm going to be doing the recap of Saturday, May 19th. You know what? Let's just loop them in. I'll do the recap of Saturday and Sunday. So it's currently Sunday at 6 p.m. I'm here at the office, as you can see. It's been a pretty productive weekend. Gotten a lot done. Starting yesterday, couple big things that kind of happened. One was we did a 2-hour recruiting, or we're calling it Jacked Hiring now, meeting. So one thing, if you've been following along, you'll know is that we're launching a hiring division of the company to provide external resources to people, external hiring or recruiting help. It's something that I've been thinking about doing for quite some time now, for a few years, and my mom will actually be joining to spearhead and run that vertical. We need it internally. We need more hiring help and recruiting help as we grow, and our partners externally also need it, and so do other people. So oftentimes a way that I like to build new capabilities and fund things that we need is by getting other people to pay for them. So how do you do that? Well, you offer it as a service to someone else, and then you can then use it internally. So I do this a lot, and I've done it over the course of my 6 years with Jacked. So for example, with recruiting, right, we need someone dedicated to recruiting or helping recruit for internal because we don't have enough manpower. So instead of just hiring someone full-time to be an internal recruiter, what we've done is we've brought on my mom to build out a recruiting division in the company, and she will both service Jacked and also external customers, right? It's something we've gotten very good at hiring and recruiting internally at Jacked, so we're taking that, we're ripping it out, and then she's going to now give that to the world and make it better because she also has 20, 30 years of recruiting experience, and she's done specifically technical and tech recruiting, right? And then she's also going to service Jacked, so Jacked will just be one of her customer, but we'll essentially have it funded by other people's business, and we'll actually not only have it funded, but we're actually going to make money off of that division. I think it can be a very profitable division. I see a lot of opportunity. There's some things that we're going to be doing different than most recruiting firms do, most hiring firms do, that I've been thinking about for a while. And, you know, what I like to do too is I have the idea and then I like to go get it funded. Now, how do you get it funded? Well, you get it funded by signing deals and getting other customers to pay you. So whenever I want to launch a new thing, for example, doing marketing work or recruiting or anything, right? I go out and sell something, right? To give us confidence that we can actually go in this direction. So within the last week, I've gotten two people to agree to sign recruiting deals with us. And then Jacked Internal, we also have a bunch of hires we need to make. So it's pretty de-risked at this point. It's interesting. People might be asking or I've been asked this before, right? It's like, hey, it's risky. Entrepreneurism is risky and these kind of things. And I like to see myself as, or I do see myself as very actually risk averse. I like to de-risk the situation. I protect against the downside, right? And oftentimes I do that by also going on the offensive and selling, right? So I already have a couple contracts for recruiting already, as we're starting this division with new customers. And then I also have Jacked. We also need to hire internally. So it's pretty de-risked. And I just did this at the same time with someone else I wanted to hire for a marketing position, right? I wanted to bring on someone new. So what I did was I went out and I sold something that would cover his entire cost. And now he will be splitting his time between Jacked internally and the customer, and I will break even on it, but get the entire benefit of someone working on Jack stuff, but it will be paid for by a customer. And I do this over and over with people, right? This is the way I kind of and able to fund a lot of what we do. And instead of just hiring someone internally, right? Because we don't have a shit ton of money, right? So instead of being like, hey, I'm going to hire someone to work only on Jacked stuff internally, it's no, hey, I can have them split their time between Jacked and an external partner, right? But the external partner pays, and that covers both his cost for that person to service the customer plus internal work. It's a strategy I've used over and over again, and it works quite well. No, I don't use it with every single position, every single person, but I'm just giving examples of how you can get creative, or how I've gotten creative in the past to fund things that I want to have internally. I want more marketing people to work on internal stuff. I want more recruiting people to work on internal. But then not only breaking even, but also externally, turning them into profit-generating revenue streams. So anyways, that was a long tangent, but the reason why I was having the recruiting meeting yesterday is because I tend to just go, and in the past, when we're smaller, I just do things, and I just act, and I move, and Lauren is very good about now, catching me, all right, hold on, what do we need to do to actually make this happen operationally? So we had a two-hour meeting yesterday to talk about logistics, legal stuff, operations, etc., so that we can actually make this happen. She's very supportive of me driving things forward, but now it's very nice to have someone, bringing me to the ground and being like, hey, all right, these are the things we need to do. Very, very good operationally minded. And so me, Anthony, and her got together and talked through some things, and I feel very good about it, but very lucky to have her on the team, and thankful that her and Anthony worked with me on the weekend about this. So that's good. And that happened yesterday. I also, one of the deals with the recruiting deals I finalized over the phone. We had to send out the contract this week as well. I did that yesterday. Did a bunch of other stuff. It was a full work day, but those were the big highlights. Worked the whole Saturday, and then I was exhausted. I worked the entire day until probably 8:30, and then I hit kind of a little wall. Went home, and that's what I did. And then today, what I did was had a haircut this morning. See my hair, a little bit different, a little haircut. Had a call with a potential customer that we've been working with. Spent some time with Sasha, so I've been blocking off time on my calendar. So spent a couple hours with Sasha. We got brunch, and then walked around the city a little bit. Beautiful day out today in New York. Then I got fucking exhausted, though. So I'm supposed to, I have in my calendar 3-4 hours spending with her on Sunday, but I got so exhausted, and she was kind enough to let me sleep for an hour of that time that was supposed to be spent with her, and I recovered a bit. Then had a couple more calls, and did a bit more work, and now it's about 6 p.m., so a little bit lighter day today. I'm going to now go home, get some food, do a bit more work, but trying to keep it light and rest up for tomorrow, another big week ahead. That's the weekend scoop for you. I got nothing else. All right, Sasha's hungry. I'm going to go get some food with her. I hope you guys are having a great day, whatever day you're listening to this. And I will see you all next time. All right, bye.